Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than pulling a muscle during a Pornhub workout. Our number to call if you're listening live on Tuesday night is 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. You can join our chat room, The Den Pin, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. Or if you're listening on one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com, go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, click chat, go. I am always your host, Davin Rosemont. I am joined by Pip Helix. Hello, Pip.
Hi.
Joe will be here shortly, so it's a reunion show.
I know.
We haven't done a show like that in like a month.
I know. It's bizarre.
Yeah, I rather enjoyed it.
I'm sure you enjoyed the vacation.
No, I know. It's. I'm glad everybody's going to be here.
I know. It's very bizarre.
Providing the Earth does not open up and stop Joe from getting here.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say the Earth was going to open up and swallow us all whole.
Well, no, then we'd still all be here.
Yeah, no, we'd be taken to the nether regions.
It's still all here, though. We'd all be together.
Yes.
So, unless there's an incident on the three-way.
No.
Joe should be here, which will be nice.
Yes.
To have the whole show. We had some great guest hosts come in.
I know.
But enough with that.
No, well, you see, no guest host. You're stuck with us tonight.
It's not stuck.
I know. I'm
it's
kidding.
Something I picked years ago in a drunken haze. It's the drunken last chick at the bar, 2:30 a.m. last call that you can't get rid of.
Yeah, we're never leaving. Let's go have breakfast.
Yeah, even Joe left at one point, but like herpes, he came back. Nobody leaves.
Yeah, we're all kind of itchy, but we're all together.
Actually, this year I'm going to be leaving more. We're going to be doing less shows. I am taking more time off and touring this year than I have in a long time, just adding dates so we don't have to do this.
You make it sound like it's a chore.
No, but we used to do like pre-records.
Yes.
And then we just said, fuck that
noise.
We just
said, oh, God, two shows in 1 week. I can't.
No, it's like, you know, we've got enough shows.
Yeah.
There's other things for you to, if you want to get, you know, unless you're Trucker Tom.
Right.
Who's heard everything and remembers everything.
And remembers everything.
And at this point, even when Trucker Tom doesn't really remember things, we just kind of take his word that he's right.
I know. So he could just be pulling one over on us every day because we don't even know
anymore. I
think
he did that at one point with the Ann Jackson thing. I'm pretty sure he did at one point.
Well, you know what? Maybe he was just testing to see if we would, like, call him on it. And we're like, oh, that's what it
nah,
is.
Okay. I kind of call bullshit on that. I think that was the one time. But his memory is much better than ours.
Very much better.
But we got a stretch of about 4 weeks where we're gonna do shows because then I'm taking off.
Yeah,
I'm taking off and probably gonna take off some more in August and second half of the year I'm taking off and
oopsie, the second half of the year, the whole second half of the year.
No, not the whole second half.
That's what.
But then we
to
just gotta
like.
Decide if we want to double up on the talk radio network shows or just go F that, they can play something else too, which
right.
I'm fine with as well.
Yeah,
I don't care. I just don't care. I mean, I do care. But.
Yeah, but I know. No, I was just thinking when I had to be away last week.
No, that's not allowed. You and Joe are not allowed to be away.
No,
you
what?
Must time your lives according to when I'm away.
No. The day program said you will time your life according to us.
No, that's unfortunate.
And I just, yeah. And so I was thinking, is there any possible way I could call it? And I was just like, no, I was technologically challenged.
Well,
when
you
I
said
was
you
there.
Wouldn't be able to call in. So.
Yeah.
And plus, we had Miss Heather Height.
Yeah.
On the fourth mic. She was rocking the mic. So we still had that female perspective.
That was great.
Which I was happy for. And we talked about all sorts of things. Tonight, what we're going to talk about is the fear of the transgender predator surfacing in a toilet near you. Sweeping America.
I think that it's more likely that a baby alligator is going to swim up and bite you in the ass.
Well, that's your take, but I don't know if it's the right take.
No?
This is an issue, clearly.
Sure it is.
Part one of and Obama sent a letter to all the schools in regards to this, so we'll talk about that, too.
Yes.
Part one of our interview, this is exciting, with a veteran of the Navy, Eric Youngstrom. He had his pictures used by scammers and continues to be used by scammers to scam and romance women. So this is a side of the story that we don't often get. We are familiar. We've had several victims of being scammed on our show, but it's not often that we get the person who had their ID stolen and has to deal with all these people calling and dealing with all that. So we're going to it's going to be part one. We're going to do part two next week. It was a very lengthy interview.
But that is an interesting, that's definitely an interesting side of it.
Yes. Yes. I try not to get the uninteresting side of it.
Well, the boring side, yeah. No, that's what I cover.
Yeah.
Generally?
Yeah.
I'm glad you did the interview then.
You cover the non-responses of Facebook at complaints about this.
So, do you keep book jackets on your books or don't you? Oh, that's not an interesting question. Okay, carry on.
Right. Okay. let's see what else we got. Oh, a great debate of absurdity. This was not originally planned. But I put on my Facebook page, which is a greater food foul, eating a hamburger with a knife and fork or eating pizza with a knife and fork. And overwhelmingly, pizza was the greater food foul. And I was like, okay, this is just an interesting thing. But then Pip, very pissy, very, very, very pissy on my Facebook page. I'm like, well, if this fucking annoys her, we're going to make this a longer bit.
Oh, my God. I know. It's like I'm getting punished for saying, oh, what's wrong with you people?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. You didn't pick a side. We weren't asking you to evaluate us. We were asking you to pick a side. If you had nothing to say, you could have left it alone.
So because I was Judgy McJudgersons, you made me the judge of this.
Yes. Yes, I did. I couldn't make you argue both sides.
No.
And as a gracious host, I let Joe argue. Joe will be arguing in favor of cutting the pizza.
That's racist.
Why?
Because he's Italian. I know why you chose that.
No, because it was the more people put pizza.
No. You did it because he's race. He's Italian. You're racist.
No. You had a little Freudian slip there. You just called Joe racist. You just called Joe racist.
You did it because he's racist. You made him pick Italian. What? 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 No.
Oh, Joe, if you're listening, just remember who's the one who called you racist.
No.
Yes, you did. I'll play it back. You most certainly did. So Joe will be arguing for the pizza. I will be arguing pro-burger, that it is wrong to cut up your hamburger. I'm sure we will get this resolved.
Yes, absolutely.
And Pip will be moderating as she eats both with her feet, so as not to offend.
Yes, we will have the definitive answer by the end of this.
I hope so. Or we'll just keep on running like Bernie Sanders, and the argument will go on forever.
Yes.
Even when nobody gives a shit any longer.
I still give a shit.
Yeah, well, as you do about this too, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Pornhub has a new way for you to burn calories.
Awesome.
You like the story?
I do.
Okay. So we'll get into that. I'm not going to have as much time with that because we're doing the last part of the Talk Radio Network show, and I got a whole fucking tour to promote.
Yeah.
Because, like, we actually have a bunch of affiliates in New Mexico, and I have a bunch of shows in New Mexico.
Look at that.
Yeah. I'm leaving, but I'm doing a show next week. I'm not missing a show because of that.
Okay, fine.
I'm going to leave from here and go to the airport, but I'm not missing a show.
All right.
And Ann Jackson, we took off from her last week.
Yes.
We'll revisit Ann.
I can't wait.
Yes. So, what have you been up to?
Well, I had to go away for work.
Is that what you call it? I thought they just sent you away.
No, they did. They did. They sent me away. But while I was away, we got to go to a comedy program.
A comedy program?
Well, it was a comedy show.
It's called a comedy show.
Yeah, I misspoke. I do that sometimes.
Well, yeah, Joe will tell you. He called him a racist.
I did not.
You did.
I was misspeaking.
It's a shame that part of your job on this show is to speak.
I know, and then I mess it up so terribly.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. I own up to that. I know that every once
in
a while.
Doesn't make it better.
Nothing. I know. Every once in a while, nothing but word salad comes out. But
by the way, before we go on, if they're listening in the chat, I hope the levels are better. I got some new equipment this week, so if they could just let you know.
Oh, okay. They'll let me know.
You don't have to type it.
I just realized as
Joe
I was going to type it.
Joe did the same fucking thing last week. Last week we're doing what is it? Name that orgasm.
Right.
And I asked Joe's girl something.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe starts to, like,
type. Yeah.
Yo, you heard that part?
No.
Like, she's listening to the same show, you asshole.
There's a tiny bit of a delay, but it's like, no, it's just, oh, Lisa says much better.
Okay,
and
good.
She's laughing at
good,
me.
Good.
But the thing is, no, it is, it's an instinct that you die for the keyboard to, like, say things. It's like, they can hear me.
Yes.
Well, you know, usually when you're messing around on Facebook or something and you're having a conversation in the room, they can't hear, so you start typing. And so,
yes, but you don't have a microphone on your face.
Not usually.
No.
Although I do wonder, I'm wondering now if you can't see this, but I have a little piece of paper taped over the webcam.
Yeah, I got the same on mine.
Yeah, because lately my computer has been making this little click noise out of nowhere, and I'm wondering if my webcam is turning on.
No.
No. What is a click noise, though?
That it could be something inside your computer.
It makes a funny click noise. But why
you might have some malware on that's making your computer run hot.
Maybe. Why do you have a piece of paper taped over your webcam?
Because I'd hate for a scammer's night to be ruined by seeing me dancing around naked. I'm considerate.
No, truly. Why?
Security reasons. Because hackers can take control of your camera.
Yes, that's
why. And see, we've talked about this on the show. You should listen to
that. No, I know that. And so I have my...
Yeah, it's just security.
Yeah. I have my little piece of tape over there, too.
Okay, as you should.
Lisa says it's because it's possessed.
Anyway, what were you saying about your comedy?
Have you heard of the comedian Joey Cola?
Yes, I know Joey.
You do know him.
As does Joe. Yes, we both know Joey. Funny guy. I figured
because he's from Long Island, so I figured that Joe might know him. And that
you think just because he's from Long Island, he knows everybody?
No, I thought because you'd run into the same circles of people, doing, Long Island comedy.
Joey Cola has been around a long time.
Yeah, Mr. Helix said that he saw him on Comedy Central like a billion years ago in the 80s, maybe.
There was no Comedy Central in the 80s.
Oh, that's true. There wasn't even cable. Mm. Never mind. So
no, there was cable in the 80s.
Late 80s.
No.
Early.
I think HBO started in like 79.
Yeah, but we didn't get that.
Well, just because you didn't get it doesn't mean it wasn't there.
Well, it wasn't there for us in my world, so it doesn't exist. I'm exasperating the hell out of him. But the thing is...
You do make me root for Joe.
But he was so funny. It was bam, bam, bam. We were crying.
That's a man doing his job.
I know.
Where was this, the Borgata?
Yeah. I've seen people, perform and do really well before. But, I mean, two applause breaks and just crying. I was crying.
That's great.
Watching him. Yeah, it was real good.
Joey Cola plays the angry Italian comic well.
He does.
We have a wealth of those in this region.
We have one that sits next to me.
No, it's a different... No, Joe doesn't do that act.
He doesn't do as much that, no.
No, that's not really Joe, especially these days.
No.
It's not... I mean, Joe's angry, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I was going,
but
he's angry.
But he's not doing that thing. No, we have the angry Italian with where the little things in life work them up to where they're screaming, where nobody in real life would scream about that stuff, or you'd lock them away. We have a wealth of that in the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut-ish area, and Joey Cola does it very well.
Yeah, he does. The two comedians, I now can't watch comedy shows the same anymore.
You've been exposed to it for years.
I know, but it's different because now that I spend so much time with you and Joe, and the way you...
That'll ruin anything for anybody.
You ruined it for me! But the way you evaluate jokes and what people say, and I mean, you're particularly, that's not funny enough. Whip! Harder! Funnier! Quicker! Bam!
Not during comedy shows. I don't say it out loud.
No, you say it in your head. You say it to us during the show constantly.
I don't say anything. I just give you a look and you guys know what you did wrong.
No, you say it. You do.
Well, even Heather was busting Joe's balls last week because I was saying stuff that Joe approved of and he would just go, funny.
I know he does that.
Funny. So that's even worse. Like, he can't even allow himself to laugh or enjoy it. He just gives it a cursory funny and moves on. Like, to acknowledge, I appreciate what you did, but let's not get crazy and get my cheeks and teeth involved.
I've said that to people.
Yes. Well, they don't want your teeth involved.
No, they don't. Maybe that's what they said. Mm. But anyway, but the thing is that if I have, a moment to sit, I'm sitting and I'm listening to the show and... enjoying it, absorbing it, but I'm also critically analyzing their comedy and going, oh, yeah, I see.
I didn't know you're analyzing me when you've seen me on stage.
Yeah, I do sometimes.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, I know.
I thought you were just like, kind of there.
Well, No,
I direct nothing at you when you're at the show. I'll just give you a look like, look at these maroons.
I know you do.
Or like, can you believe they're falling for this shit? I'll let you the curtain.
I've seen that look. Yeah. No. Every once in a while, it's like, well, you have to maintain eye contact with the audience. And so it's not like...
The better comics do.
Well, it's not like when people are in plays and they don't break the fourth wall. It's different because you're looking directly at people.
Not every comic does that either. I am hypersensitive to what the audience is doing, to my detriment at times.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I saw him do a lot of crowd work.
Joey did crowd work in that place?
Yeah.
It's a big place to do crowd work. It's a big theater.
You know what? It was during the week, so it wasn't as well attended as it would have been on the weekend.
It's still a big room.
Yeah, but everybody was kind of up front, you know.
All 50 of them.
Yeah.
I think that place sits 1,000.
Yeah, I've seen Wynwood there. all roads lead back to you must know.
Which is why we don't go on the beaten path.
He was talking to the people in the front row because you just can't see.
Was he repeating what they said so the rest of the audience could hear?
Well, he was saying, not necessarily what they said, but he was making comments about their faces and their gestures and just like this one older guy got beaten up so badly, but he was a really good sport and he loved it. There was a lot of profanity, so the wife was older and she was not enjoying it quite so much that her husband was getting beaten up, but he loved it. You could tell that he was just beaming from all the attention.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the type of person who embraces it.
Yes.
And the other type of person goes, this is why I don't sit in the front row.
Yeah, he had one of those too. So,
did he?
Yeah. That's yeah. There's this guy that was slumped down as far as he could get in his chair. Mm-hmm. You could tell that he wanted to put his feet up on the stage kind of guy.
Ugh, slob.
Yeah. And you could just see from the back of his head that he was just not into it. And so every time he talked to him, mm-hmm. he was just berating him for.
So Joey's killing. This guy's not into it.
Right.
He's the douche. Not Joey, the guy.
The guy. But, I mean, when you have somebody like that sitting in the front with the puss on, like, entertain me, you fuck. What do you do? Do you attack them or do you just try to ignore them?
It's always a struggle for me in particular. Because
I know those people stand out for you.
They do. Mm-hmm. It's always a struggle for me in particular where you go, you know what? Everybody else is enjoying themselves. They don't know what this guy's problem is. They don't know he's sitting there. Just do your act, stupid. Entertain the people who want to be entertained.
Yeah.
Don't deal with that. And then there's the moment of weakness. Oh, no, you did not. You are not enjoying? Fuck you. Now I will sink my... It is my mission to either get you to walk out or to get you to laugh. Yeah. I have not decided which I want you to do, but there is a circumstance. I will draw attention to you so that everybody knows what I am saying. Those are the two struggles. Fortunately, more often than not, I ignore.
Right.
But not always. I think you've seen both.
Yes, I've seen both. Yes, I've seen you eviscerate people that are just not enjoying themselves, and
That's what we call my audience, as Joe would say.
And everybody else is enjoying you eviscerating the person who does not enjoy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Joey...
Most of the time. And also, there's a huge sigh of relief. Oh, thank God he's attacking that person and not me.
Yeah, I mean, most of the time I ignore it. I mean, it doesn't happen that often. I'm a little surprised Joey didn't ignore it, to be honest with you. But sometimes as a comic, you're just like, no, I'm not putting up with this.
No, it was actually, he was just like slamming the guy, and it was funny. Everybody else was dying laughing.
Well, yeah, that's usually what it is.
The insults.
Because and this guy might have had a good time. He might not have. Sometimes you just don't tell your face.
Right.
It happens.
Right. There's some people that just can't enjoy themselves, like, outwardly for some reason.
Yeah, which is why they should go to comedy shows.
Yeah, I know. It's like, thanks for smiling at me, buffoon. But it was really good, and also I felt bad for the first two acts because the opener and the middle were really good.
Who were they?
I can't remember their names.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I know, really sad. There was a lady who...
Lady!
Lady! Maybe you'll know her by the description because she's redhead and she's thin, but she's like, she has an English accent. But
Sherry Davey?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Damn.
Holy shit, that worked.
Holy. Yes.
Nobody knows nobody's like I know nobody's.
But she talks about the Hungarian part of her.
I haven't seen her act in years.
Oh, okay. She talks about that.
Yeah, she's pleasant enough. What, yeah. She went up first?
She did go up first.
Okay.
And she's just very rapid.
By the way, they don't put bad comics on these shows.
No, I know.
No, these are all, you know, people that headline. So
yeah.
When you go to the Borgata, you're seeing a good show most times. Almost all the times.
She was good. She was good. But one thing that was really weird is that it seemed like so much of her material was about, not racist, but it was all about the who they were, you know, what race they were. Like, it was just bam.
Was she doing, like, Lisa Lampanelli shtick?
No, no, because Lisa Lampanelli's a lot more dirty, and she's all...
Yeah, but she does all that race stuff, too.
Yeah, but, I mean, it wasn't all about, like, not just about black people, but she was...
No, but she does every race, too.
Does she really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because, well, this lady was like, you know, oh, you know, Italians, they're all, you're all short, and it's like...
I used to have some of that stuff in my act. I haven't done that in a couple of years.
No.
It used to be tied into a t-shirt, so I had to do it, even when I didn't want to do it anymore.
Oh, because it was part of your merch.
Yeah. That's what, if it's tied to the merch, you got to do the joke. Them's the rules.
Right. Do you do Cinco de Caca material? I've never heard you do that.
No, I don't do it anymore.
But you have merch that has Cinco de Caca.
I just have a handful of shirts, size medium, that I just, I don't, you know, maybe I'll give them away to somebody.
Yeah.
I just don't do it. I don't do the joke. I don't care to do the joke.
Right.
And it was a huge joke for me.
Yeah.
I mean, it got a lot of the jokes I don't do were really good jokes. I got a lot of great reaction that I could still do. I don't know if I could still do that one, I'm sure. But I just get tired of it. There's other things I'd rather talk about.
Right. So you're not going to play Dream On anymore then?
Dream On?
Because, you know, you're just tired of it.
No. I will not be playing Dream On. All right, so she did a lot of that, which was okay in your mind. But
yeah.
Not exciting.
No, and there was another guy that was, he was very funny, and I, for life of me, I can't remember his name.
You want to describe him, too?
No, you know what? I think that she was much more atypical because
chick.
Yeah, I can't believe, well, that helps. There are less. But this guy was just like, you know, middle aged. He does this one little bit about his daughter talking, and he does this like, fast talking thing that's very funny.
Mm-hmm.
I can't mimic it. But what was great is he was doing a bit about how crappy his car is, and it's the car I drive.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well. And my friends turned and started laughing at me.
Does it have the vanity plate that you have as well?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, then it's really not a classic.
No. But it is the same exact model. I thought that was very funny.
What is your car? It's a golf cart, right? That's your car.
It's a... Yeah.
You drive a golf cart, don't you?
No. It's a roller skate.
Is it?
Pretty much, yeah.
From like 70 with the key.
Yeah. That's how I run it.
What do you drive?
A Nissan Versa.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of them.
You don't, but it's a great car.
Do they still make them?
I don't know.
I don't remember commercials for the Versa.
No, and
which,
you know,
maybe because it sells itself.
No, you know how I found out about it? Because I told my friend what kind of car I was looking for at the time, and she used to go to the car show with her husband, and she said, you know, I saw at the car show that, you know, this brand new car they're coming out.
That's
with
the type of that thing at a car show that would piss Joe off.
We
know what Joe's expectations are at a car show.
I know, and Nissan Versas are not it.
No, he'd be like, really? You're waiting in line to sit in a Nissan Versa? What's wrong with you, stupid? He would be so infuriated.
I know.
By that. We would have a whole you stink based on it. That's how infuriated Joe would be.
Oh, yeah. No, he would be like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
But that's how I found the car, and I love it.
Ah, well, good. Is that a car show?
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Now you've used it as a warehouse. That's nice.
Yes, it is. Although I had to clear it out so that I could actually put other humans in it.
Mm.
And that was good because there was a little old lady that I know in town walking down the street today. And I could tell that she was tired because she just kind of like standing at the corner kind of. And I just rolled down the window. I'm like, are you out getting exercise or do you need a ride home? And she was like so excited I gave her a ride home. So I was
Did
like,
you know her?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Otherwise, it's...
Well, she's not exactly going to whip out a box cutter and take...
Yeah, but if I'm her, I don't know if I'm hopping into your Versa.
I look less frightening than I am.
Right, which would make me nervous.
Why?
Because you don't look like a threat, but clearly you are.
I am, but not to this little old lady.
She must not be a friend of yours on Facebook.
No, she's not.
Nobody's a friend of yours on Facebook would accept anything from you.
No, they know better.
Yes, you're an evil witch.
Yeah, so what's going on with you?
You know, I was thinking about this. I was in the, I was in the Best Buy the other day. And can we stop with the $18.99 CD? Can we stop with that? Nobody's paying $18.99 for a CD.
How can they dare to ask that these days?
You can, like, download it on iTunes for, like, 6 or 7 or 10 or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
We need to stop with that. This is why CDs died. People didn't want to spend $18 or $19. I never have spent $19 for a CD.
I don't know that I have either.
My rule
That's
is I will not pay $8 for a CD. I will pay only less, unless it's the new Aerosmith, and then I'll get it on sale for, like, $10.
You would get... How are you doing that if it's...
Because everything goes on sale.
Yeah, eventually.
But no, I mean, immediately.
Really?
Yeah, goes on sale. But yeah, I don't pay more than $7.99, $7.50 for a CD. I will not.
I mean, I still buy CDs, but I'm.
So do I.
I'm having a hard time remembering what price I last paid on a new CD.
Like $15, which is outrageous.
That's a lot.
It is.
Yeah.
No, you got to stop. Nobody. Yeah. That's why CDs are dying.
Yeah.
It's like me selling VHS for $12.99. Nobody gives a shit.
Well, Tom says it better be a deluxe edition or a double CD. I don't even pay that on iTunes. Right.
Everything's a deluxe edition, though, now. Yeah. Everything's deluxe.
But what does deluxe even mean? I mean, it means different things. Each time
it means it has a like a silverish gray border on the CD where they can write deluxe or they'll do extended plays. You know how the band edited out shit because not everybody needs a 650 length song,
right? They add that shit back in.
Exactly. Yeah,
I know.
I got a whole collection of that shit too.
That I have different versions of things where, you know, like Beatles remixes where this one's in mono, this one's in fake stereo.
Beatles are notorious. Zeppelin does that.
Yeah.
Zeppelin does that like there's nobody's business.
Oh, right.
Oh, discovered from the vault. Were they Capone?
You mean Geraldo?
Well, whatever. You know what I mean, though.
Yes.
It's like these things are just, it's like knock it off. And all the bands do it. Well, or the repackaged shit. And I did it. But, you know, I got, what did I get? The Box of Fire from Aerosmith.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Because there was, like, two, like, CDs that I didn't have in there. Like, there was, like, a 5-CD thing that including, like, Dream On with an orchestra behind it. Like, the Boston Pops.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, but not for $90.
Wow!
Or whatever the hell it was. But I wound up getting, because at the time I had most of their stuff on cassettes.
Yeah, so, yeah. But, I know, I do that, too. I fall for that stuff, too. You know, if it's somebody that I'm really interested in, Wynwood, I'm going to buy whatever they put out, really.
I've stopped that with Aerosmith, because Aerosmith is repackaging greatest hits after greatest, and yeah. I'm like, I have all these songs.
Yeah.
If you put on something that was only released in Japan, all right, maybe.
Right, but I mean, it has to be a good enough gimme, you know, extra thing. It's just, I don't want to hear, oh, the first take, if it's such a piece of garbage.
Oh, no, I want the first take.
Do you?
Of course.
Well, I mean, I've heard.
But I'm not paying a lot of money for this crap anymore. I used to.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I got one thing that, you know, it had, like, you know, different takes on, you know, Traffic songs and everything. And I really did enjoy
different
them.
Horns blaring. Did you get the fuck out of the way? It takes on Traffic.
Not that kind of traffic.
Oh, I got confused.
Oh, the band from the 70s.
Oh, yeah. I'm more familiar with the other type.
Yeah, I know you are.
Yes.
But the thing is, Trucker Tom says, I still wouldn't buy Aerosmith anything, even if Liv's used panties came with it.
All right, first of all, Liv is not what she used to be, because she is on that HBO show, The Leftovers, which unfortunately I watch, but is very annoying.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, Liv
show.
Is not the one that was banging Ben Affleck, you know, before the Japs came. Liv is not Liv is not the one who is the daughter of Bruce Willis. Liv is not the one who is in the videos from the girl from Clueless. Liv, you know, time ages us all.
The stripper contest video. Yeah.
So really, it's not really a sacrifice, Tom. But the more annoying thing is you like rock and roll, but to loathe Aerosmith on such a level is a little disappointing.
Well, you know what? We all have our favorites, and
it doesn't have to be a favorite. That's not
a
favorite.
No. But I mean, so we all have our favorites, and there's somebody else who loathes that band.
There's no if you like rock though, there should be a period of Aerosmith because they have so many periods, if you will, that there should be stuff. Oh, I hate the new shit. Okay, fine. So you like the old stuff? Oh, you know, there's enough. There's enough there.
But I say the same thing to you about Wynwood. There's
enough
variety.
I give Wynwood a chance. I told you. I text you. I text you.
It's adorable. He texts me because he goes, there's a Wynwood song on the radio. I tried to listen to it. I got halfway through.
I don't think I've ever made it that far.
No. Well, I know.
I punch out, though, but I try. I try.
I know. And I appreciate that you're like, okay, I will give it a shot.
And Wynwood is not the superstardom that Aerosmith is.
No.
Wynwood would clearly get skipped if not for you. You have done, in my little universe, you have done a lot for Wynwood because he gets an extra 30 seconds that he would not get without you in my and my radio world. We would be whipping right past Mr. Wynwood.
Well, nowadays he's not got the credibility or not.
No,
the
no, no. Nobody's playing the new shit. It's all the old stuff. I'm just Pip really likes it. I don't get it. It bores me. It bores me, but I listen to boring shit. We've talked about this.
I know.
There's no reason to like Tom Petty, but I have a bunch of CDs, and I leave it on the radio.
What do you mean there's no
Tom Petty's boring music. I like Tom Petty. It's boring. We've been over this.
Yeah.
Steve Miller, boring music. Bad Company. It's like a ripoff of all those other bands.
Yeah, but what a great voice.
Yeah, it's fine, but it's boring. It's boring.
Okay.
All the songs sound the same. They're interchangeable.
Wow.
But I like it.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Just Wynwood bores me more.
What do you think about the Cars?
I like the Cars.
Okay.
I have the greatest hits. But again, they're not amazing. I like the Cars. Has a very distinctive voice.
Well, yeah, both of them did. The singers.
I didn't even know there was multiple singers.
Yeah,
there's Rick Ocasek.
Yes.
And
Benjamin Orr.
Yeah, I've known nothing of this Benjamin Orr.
No, he is passed on.
Who was the one with all the hits?
Well, both of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I guess I never really read the liner notes of my greatest hit CD.
Well, the quirkier vocals are Rick Ocasek.
Okay.
And then the more smooth...
never noticed.
Okay.
You know what? If I wasn't aware of Chicago's different singers, I probably wouldn't notice that either.
I know. Well, yeah.
And they've had a bunch of different singers.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know.
But let's be honest, Peter Cetera was the heyday.
Yes, he was. Yeah. But honestly, I didn't notice the difference. I know people will lose their minds when I say this. I didn't notice the difference, like, in sound when AC/DC switched singers.
I was just thinking that.
Oh,
get out of my
get
head.
Get out of my head. I was like, why are people are like, no,
I still,
no,
I
he
still
stinks.
Have,
no, go away. And I'm like,
I
what's
still have
the
that
difference?
Issue between Bon Scott and Brian Johnson. But now we have Axl Rose and we can tell.
Yeah, right. But between the two of them, I went, I didn't notice that there was a new guy.
I came to the party late on AC/DC.
So did I.
You know, I'm not a huge AC/DC fan. As everybody knows, Joe and I went to the concert last year. And sure, they took a bathroom break in between every song.
Like you do.
But, you know, AC/DC's just good rock. So that'd be the same thing, because I know Trucker Tom likes rock. If he said, I loathe AC/DC.
We'd both say, what?
I'd be like, how could you loathe them? I mean, I get you only like one song, and I would understand that, because they all sound like that song.
Kinda.
Every AC, that's the thing about it. You don't have to worry about AC/DC evolving, because they don't.
But a lot of artists, wouldn't you say that they sound like themselves? I mean, like different versions, slightly different patterns.
Here's what
of
I get
themselves.
With Aerosmith. People are like, oh, he doesn't have a voice anymore. And I go.
Oh, but no, we know that's not true.
Well, and that's what I've always said. I go, his voice is actually a lot better live than it is on these CDs. I think they're like over-modulating his voice.
I don't know what they're doing sound-wise, but damn. We went to see him recently, I was shocked.
He sounds great live. I mean, Tom wouldn't appreciate because he's not a patriot. But the rest of us would.
He's not a patriot.
No.
No, if you hate somebody, you really hate them live.
No, I don't know. No, that's not true. That's not true.
No, I know that's not
true.
I
was indifferent to the Police.
Okay.
I was not a Police fan. I mean, I liked a song or two. That was my wife's band that she liked. I took her to see the Police.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it so much, I'm now a fan of the Police.
Yeah, no, there have been times where my roommate used to listen to country music, and she'd listen to Clint Black a lot.
Don't be racist.
And I thought, yeah, he sounds okay. You know, the rule is when you're driving in the car, whoever's car it is, it's their music.
Right.
So I listened to a lot of country music that I wouldn't have listened to otherwise.
Oh, that's a horrible rule.
Sometimes it really hurts. But anyway, I developed a certain appreciation for that era of the most popular country songs. And when we went to see Clint Black, because I said, I'll give it a try, I was very impressed with what a great musician he was. And I knew enough of the songs that it was like pleasant. It wasn't like wading through all these new songs in a style that you don't particularly like. I was already familiar with him from sitting in the car. I really liked that show.
Yeah,
really did.
See, the opposite for me was Duran Duran. I thought it would suck, and I was right.
Oh, I can't. Oh, that's
But the problem was...
I can imagine that sucked.
I got the tickets for my wife.
Okay.
And she wasn't thrilled. That's the problem.
Oh.
Because it was in New York. It was in a theater. I think I've talked about this before. The first portion of the show was the new stuff, whatever that was. okay. 8 years ago, seven, whatever the hell it was.
Oh, right.
Then they were doing all this techno stuff with strobe lights that pissed my wife off, because I guess she's anti-seizure.
Baby.
And then they did the greatest hits, which is really why everybody's there.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, I'm not a big fan of Duran Duran.
No, I'm not either. Yeah, we have talked about the annoying, like, whining woman and Hungry Like the Wolf. Oh, God.
Not a fan of that, so I don't like you too.
In the background? Oh, my God.
Oh, I thought we were playing Name That Orgasm. I didn't know.
Wait a second. Wait, yes. I
was going to guess Irish.
Good.
Yay for me.
No, it's just really irritating. I mean, because I'm not going for that sound, but the thing is, out of someone else, but I really, really found that irritating during the song.
Yeah.
Really obnoxious. But, yeah, there are people that you definitely do love live. What I'm saying is that if you really hate a band, maybe their musicianship is so good, or the energy that playing live brings to it.
Lenny Kravitz is opening up for Guns N' Roses.
Ooh.
I like one Lenny Kravitz song. I'm sure it's the one everybody likes. Are You Gonna Go My Way?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I like that song.
His version of American Woman?
I don't need his version.
Okay.
The question is, am I going to appreciate, because he's a great musician.
Yeah.
Am I going to appreciate that or not? I'm guessing we're not.
Because
you know what it is, with the opening band, very often the sound isn't quality, isn't good.
I don't know why that is, though.
I know exactly why that is.
Because they want the other band to sound better?
Yeah, plus I don't know his songs.
Right.
So I mean, unless he just blows me away, chances are I'm not going to be fearful of Lenny Kravitz, which you would think I would like, but I don't like his music.
You know, that it is kind of difficult to wade through somebody's entire genre when you don't know the songs. I mean, I found even groups that I really like, I have to sit and listen through the CD a couple times before I start to really, like, catch on.
That's not really liking. That's kind of like Guantanamo Bay. They just kind of force you to acquiesce. I mean, if you just sit there and put the CD on repeat for 20 times, you go, you know what? It's kind of catchy. No, not really. You're just listening to it a bunch of times.
No, there's not very many, even bands that I say, you know, I like very much, that I listen through the first time and I'm like blown away. That doesn't happen very often for me.
No, you should listen to every Aerosmith album. One time you'll be blown away. Blown away, I tells you.
Well, because I know them already. I know a lot of them
I have
already.
Not gotten the Steven Tyler country album nor the single. I mean, nor his solo album before that. But when it winds up in the bargain bin, I shall be there.
I can't wait sometimes.
Oh, I can wait for this.
Well, yeah, oh, that. But I mean, like, when it's a brand new CD.
Unless it's Aerosmith, I can wait.
You know what I really love, though? I love now when you are going to buy tickets for a tour, and they allow you to download their new album that they're supporting with the tour for cheaper than you would go and buy a CD.
Apparently the bands that I go see do not need to do that, because I have not come across that.
Chris Cornell does that.
When he's solo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does that.
He has to.
But I love that.
Listen, I would too, but let's be honest, he has to.
Well, I think Tom Petty did that recently too.
Really? Well, maybe because he has to.
Yeah, maybe.
Well,
I
guarantee
don't know.
You Guns N' Roses was not giving anything away.
No. Well,
although they haven't sold out the second night of MetLife at the stadium. Not really surprised. It's like, guys, let's not be over anxious.
Yeah, you got ahead of yourself.
Yeah, we're putting like 80-100,000 people in it. You're not Bruce.
I didn't get to tell you, Mr. Helix and I are going to that Desert Trip show.
I don't know what a Desert Trip show is.
Have you heard about the big mega concert they're going to have with...
Oh, on the West Coast?
Yeah.
Oh, what's that? That's
in
got
October.
Paul McCartney.
The Who, Roger Waters,
Bob Dylan,
Neil Young, and...
Was that your vacation?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's a lot of music.
That's a lot of money.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure everybody's still going to be alive when that rolls around. In your household or on the lineup. I think you're very optimistic. I hope you got
insurance. Which way you were going with that?
I hope there was insurance involved.
Yeah.
That's too. What? How long is a day of music?
No, it's not a whole day.
No, there's 2 days.
It's 3 nights.
Yeah, that's a lot. I mean,
yeah, it's like 2 full concerts a night.
Let's be honest. I mean, isn't really Bob Dylan at this point just a long piss break? I mean,
that that is the only part of the whole thing that I'm really dubious about. I don't like to listen to him sing.
As opposed to hearing him talk, which is a delight.
I love covers of his songs.
You like how other people sing his stuff better.
I do. I do.
If only he could just be Diane Warren and write hits.
He does write hits. He writes great songs.
Yes, I know.
I cannot stand to listen to him sing them. And I'm just dreading that part. I'm like, oh.
You don't have to be there for it.
No, I know. But Mr. Helix might enjoy it. And then I do.
You could drop him off.
What? No.
Well, who's performing the night he is?
We're going to be out in California. I'm not going to drop him off and go off by myself.
Yeah, because there's nothing
nowhere
to do in California but watch an old man die on stage. That's all there is to do in California. There's nothing else to do
that
there.
That particular night, that's what I'll be doing during that
hour
and a half or whatever.
That is a good time to sleep.
Well, I could.
You could.
When before my sleep apnea was diagnosed and I got it treated.
Yeah, I can just see you there. You're nodding off. Bob Dylan's like, can you turn it down? Hello, Joe.
Are you going to see Dylan?
No, you know that desert trip where it's going to be The Who and The Rolling Stones?
Going to go see that?
Yeah.
That's a good gig. That's a good show.
Yeah, right?
Really? It's a good gig? You turned that one down, did you, Joe?
I mean, a good gig in reference to a show, you know, a gig for the, you know.
There's a lot of soon-to-be-dead people on that, Billy.
You got to see them while they can.
Exactly.
Well, you know what? This is the See Them While You Can tour for me.
I think Dylan's playing up on Bethel Woods. Around here.
Well,
or as you call it, Beth Elwoods.
Yes.
It's a Jewish venue.
Don't be anti-Semitic. I prefer Beth Elwoods.
Everybody who brings a matzo ball gets a free download of the new Dylan CD.
I might not be going to the same place as you. It's Beth Elwoods, as that's where I go.
Yeah.
But I would not go to see just solely Dylan. No, no.
Nobody would.
No,
that's why he's got to be with those other guys. They remember.
I know.
He used to be somebody.
And they all revere him, so I feel like such a traitor.
Yeah, because they're all mystified. Holy shit, how could a singer be a star without singing?
Look, here's the deal with Dylan. Dylan's an icon. Look, I don't like Dylan. I think he stinks. However,
he's not fond of you either.
Probably, but he's an icon. He's an iconic act.
You know, I just saw him put it on a message board, not a fan of the Sexy Susan Project. Maybe you guys should work out your issues.
He made up a meme about it.
Yeah, he did. He posted a meme.
I made up a meme out of Sexy Susan. I wasn't happy.
He's worse.
No.
Dylan's worse than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, he can't say, but he was at Woodstock.
That's my point. Being iconic.
If you were at Woodstock, you'd be iconic.
If you're iconic, you're going to go see McCartney, right?
Yes.
Phenomenal act. Icon. Icon.
Yes.
Yeah, we know this.
Yeah, I understand.
But he can still sing.
But still, there's a lot of people that don't, you know, that might not know his music, but will go.
They don't know the Beatles?
Some kids in the generation, kids in their 20s, maybe their teens, no.
Well, fine, but they're not going to that concert.
How do you know? They might be going.
Unless the stupid parents drag them.
Maybe, but they're going because he's an
icon. It's like when I saw Chubby Checker
in
Phoebe.
If you want to see, if you're a parent and your kids appreciate music, you know, you might want to go, you want to see McCartney. This guy, you're going to tell your grandchildren about this guy.
Let me tell you something. You're not paying $800 to drag your kids to see McCartney. Hey, listen to a Beatles CD, stupid.
No, you would.
No, I'm not. You don't try to force your kids.
If your kids are into music and you're trying to teach them all you can about music and they have some sort of an interest but don't know the catalog, don't know some Beatles songs, don't know anything about Wings or maybe a couple of songs from the 80s, if you have a child that's interested, they can check it out. Look, why don't you go see him? You're going to be telling your grandchildren you saw McCartney. Because he's an icon.
You know, I don't think that's something I'll ever tell my grandchildren. I hope I have more important shit to talk about. The concerts I went to.
That would be one of the things. If you went to see Mickey Mantle play, you'd be telling your kids.
Let me tell you something. You know what?
Not really.
You know what?
Unless they asked.
You don't know. You might have.
I wouldn't.
But still, you might have a.
I'd say I work with you assholes.
But here's the deal. There could be.
Look at Joe trying to make a point. It's so cute.
And it's going to. It's a point. Because there might.
It's true. Quite frankly, it's true.
And it's a point.
It is a point.
There might be a day.
She called you racist, by the way.
I heard the show. funny.
You're going to take that sitting down, have her call you racist? I stuck up for you.
I understand. I should have taped that and framed it.
Now you know how she really feels when you're not here. Calls you a racist. I stuck up for you.
You heard what I said.
Yes, I did hear what he said.
You said Joe's a racist. Right.
whatever.
Now, there could be, there might be one day that one of your grandchildren are going, yeah, well, you know, Grandpa, did you ever hear of the Beatles? And you're going to go, yes, and I actually saw Paul
if
McCartney.
If they bring it up in conversation.
But what I'm saying is, yes, you would, you know, that's, because he's an icon. It's an iconic thing that you'd be able to share with the next generation.
I hope I have more important shit to share.
I hope you're not around. But nonetheless, I wouldn't.
Don't worry, you won't be around to hope. Please.
You will talk about this stuff. You will.
I won't, because you forget I don't remember shit. I don't talk about the Hall of Fame. I don't say, you know, oh, I remember when Ricky Henderson could dominate a game. And I saw Ricky Henderson. He's a Hall of Famer, greatest leadoff hitter of all time.
But you might if your grandson brings it up, or maybe your wife's husband or something like that.
If somebody else brings it up.
Yeah, you're not going to sit there. Yeah,
but then again, I can make shit up and they won't know.
But still, you would have the presence of
being. You know what I'll do? I will say, not only did I see it, I got this Paul McCartney t-shirt from a Dominican's Balls at this concert. That's what I'll show them.
And they might go, wow.
Dominicans, we don't have them anymore. Thanks, President Trump.
Oh, my God.
Unless you're playing shortstop, you're not part of this country.
Making
no!
outside of concerts great again.
What?
Making outside of concert great.
No. No, that would piss you off, too. That would make you reconsider your vote.
Let me tell you something, though. I really am not buying the Dominican shirt anymore. I bought the Dominican baby metal shirt. The thing fell apart in 3 days. Thank God I bought two better quality ones inside.
You really make an investment. Because when you're a pedophile, you're a hardcore
pedophile.
A little bit. A little bit.
The band is incredible.
A little bit Godzilla.
No, the band is incredible.
Yeah, the band is incredible, but it sounds like they're writing lyrics for Hello Kitty.
Because it's J-pop played to thrash metal by the Cammy Band, who's and they take orders from the Fox God. The Fox God hands down what things are going to be, and we abide by the Fox God.
I can't believe we leave his microphone on.
You were complaining about me before. Wait,
where's Dave Harrison Heather Height?
What is the Fox God?
Why would you ask?
Because I need to know now.
The Fox God. The
you
Fox
can't
God,
just let that lie around.
Could have.
The Fox God is the center of the baby metal universe, and the Fox God sits amongst the clouds and decides what the baby metal should do and where baby metal.
How about learn fucking English?
They do. They sing a song.
This is sounding
English.
Like creation myths, you know?
It really is, and Stupid's all in. I could just see Stupid with Johnny Reese. You know, we really need to have a god of some sort sitting in the cloud. How about a gopher? Can we have a gopher god? And the gopher god said, we really need more keyboard solos. It's not me, Johnny. It's not me. It's the gopher god. It's what he would want for the
They're actually giving me more keyboard work to do. So,
yeah, that means less work for them. It's kind of like when I give you new shit to do. Keeps you busy, keeps you out of trouble. Because when we know when you're left to your own devices, good things do not happen for you.
I hope you're not looking for an argument or a fight. You're not going to get one on that. That's actually what you
smart.
Between you, Race, and Truce, and you guys keep
yeah,
me out of jail.
We know how to keep you out of trouble.
The day
there's a reason Joe's not in jail right now. We're keeping him busy. If we kept you busier, you'd have a happy marriage.
Yeah,
it was our fault.
My boss, day program boss, Glenn, you, Johnny, Race, and Truce.
Yeah, we know what
Dino
to do.
Keeping me out of the who's cow.
Yeah, that's what we do. You're welcome.
Yeah,
yeah.
So we'll go for God. I can see that for the Sexy Susan.
That would be good for Rock God though. The go for God. His name would be Gahunk, and when Gahunk makes a thing, you know, and you have to make the go. It's on radio, so I can't make the Gahunk signal. But there'll be that'll be the Gahunk. Go for God.
Oh my Lord.
You asked.
I know I did.
I
know I did. There was a
almost.
Don't throw far-fetched nonsense at me. You're going to get cohesive shit back.
Yeah, because when we throw cohesive shit at you, we get nonsense back. Well. That's why we don't talk politics anymore on this show.
Switch backwards, then it would be a problem.
It's my like, fault. Off is on and on is off.
It's like when you take the vacuum cleaner and hit the wrong switch. Shit, it's blowing stuff all over. It's all over. Oh, I've got, for Christ's sake, I hit the wrong button.
We got to do this show in reverse for Joe, so let's do plugs now.
It's I'll the be. Reverse psychology show. Yeah. he's like rubbing his face and looking around for help.
I am going to be touring extensively the second half of the year, and the second half of the year cannot come soon enough.
I see. I can see that.
There needs to be less of this. But thank you for listening.
Yes.
Yes, thank you. No, there's going to be plenty more of this.
You buying equipment?
Don't you threaten them.
Exactly. How dare you?
Did you got a new microphone?
I did. It's over there. I got the new microphone.
Well, of course it is. Why wouldn't it be by you?
No, No, this is the microphone. This microphone's fine. Right, I got a new mic. Right, yeah, okay. The levels are good. I think I need to get a new cable.
No, you want to know something? All kidding aside, the show sounded very good. Levels and everything sounded fine.
Good. I think I need to get, because I replaced the metal cable, which I've had forever. Oh. Metal rock. And I think I need to get a new cable, too, which I will pick up, because that may have been the issue. But that's okay. Yeah. Solved. It's fine.
Good.
Tech talk. So I'm going to be teaching my comedy class again. So
I saw that. Yeah.
And I really wasn't going to, but I run into, like, so many of these.
Demand.
What?
The demand was
Then the new mortgage payment came in, and I'm like, you know what? I have to give my gift.
Okay. There's that. It's a Monday. Yeah. No, but I run into so many of these. They take these students, whatever you are, new comics.
Whatever they are.
Well, I don't want to call them young comedians because they're not always young in age.
Right.
Yes.
They take these comedy classes, and then I run into them at a... whether it be a show in the city or they're doing a guest spot or whatever the hell it is. Mm-hmm. They don't know the basics.
Yeah.
And I can't... I'm just tired of telling
what
them.
What are the... And I'm not being facetious. What are the basics that they don't know?
How about fucking wearing a watch? Let's start there.
Okay. Do they know to get the mic stand right away from them as soon as possible?
No, let's go there as well.
Okay. All right. No, it's basic.
In your case, get the mic as far away from you as possible.
Funny. All right.
I told you, see?
I know.
But that time, he kind of switched his game up. He went sarcasm, then gave me the funny.
But no, honestly, I just gave the funny because I was not a true funny. When I give you a funny, it's funny.
Yes, because I don't deserve a laugh.
Yeah. That's actually something that I stole from Joe Starr. Joe Starr is a comic on me. Phenomenal comic. And Joe, if you were talking with Joe, something like, you would say something, you go, funny. But you mentioned something funny.
It actually works out fine for radio.
So
it actually does.
I emulate him with that. You know, I go funny.
Yeah. So like,
it's
so,
a comic. Okay.
This trend, and this is not just young comics, newer comics. Nobody has a headshot anymore. They all think it's the booker's job to print out the headshot. They're like, oh well, you can print it off. My website. No, not my job to print your promotional material. It is your job to send me my promotional material. It is my job to make sure that the show is promoted.
Mm-hmm.
Basic shit. Or I am seeing a plethora, and forget about the nuts and bolts of how to write jokes and everything. I'm seeing a plethora of bad tapes. Where people are not laughing, or there's a bunch of empty chairs, and they're sending this to get work.
Because they're so used to putting stuff on Facebook. They're so used to putting stuff on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Let me check out my set that they think when they go out to book. Let me check out.
But,
no, you got.
Yeah, no.
But they're paying for people to teach them how to become comics and get work, and they're not getting taught that.
Right.
So besides the nuts and bolts of how to write jokes, and, you know, they don't know the they don't know. Different types of comedy, work in blue, work in corporate. They don't know any of that.
Yeah.
They don't know the terminology, punchline, tagline. They don't know a lot of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and it's funny talking about a tape. I was not.
So, do you approve?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
But I was the stuff I have up on my website and my face YouTube page is me from a couple of years ago.
That term escape you?
Yeah. Well, is my set from the Comedy Works a couple of years ago. Kay. Has to be updated. Be the first one to tell you.
Right.
I go to the Comedy Works again, and I'm taping. Last time I actually used my camera. This is going back last year. Had a slamming set. Dawned on me, I'm wearing the same stuff.
No.
The same outfit that I wore the last time I was there.
That's not a bad thing.
That's hilarious.
To me, it is.
What, are you a fucking chick?
No.
You've seen the same thing twice?
Because it just,
I did. I wore it twice.
If you see the same, if you go to my page and you say, this stuff, I've seen this before. And now you see it again. I'm wearing the same stuff at the same place. You might think, this guy is using stuff from like 4 years ago.
No, I would think that's just your comedy uniform.
Really?
Yes.
At the same plate, maybe I'll
as opposed to the orange jumpsuit we usually find them in.
Some people have
a
lot of
material.
Yeah, it's new material. It's brand new.
So nobody's going to go, let me go through the Joe Curry clips.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like Fashion
Police
is not doing that.
No, okay. Thank you.
You'll be happy to know I have really not worn the cowboy hat in quite some time.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, good.
I must wear it again.
No, please,
opposite show.
Lesson one. I'm going to guess and look. You see the way he looked? Don't do this.
First of all, chicks dig it. They did.
Which ones?
Good looking ones.
Okay.
I don't talk to the ugly
because
ones.
You look
unless
like,
they buy merch.
You look
I was
like
just
a,
gonna say I didn't like it.
I used to tell him like the Jewish.
So you like it, you could be pretty too.
He used to look like the Jewish Yosemite Sam. Hava Nagila, you varmints. You know?
It was memorable. That's really a big thing of being comedy, is being memorable. They're not going to remember our names. They'll remember the Jewish cowboy.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is.
You should have booked yourself like that.
Yeah, I remember the lady
I didn't go all in. I half-assed it. That was the problem.
Yeah.
I remember the lady who had a Hungarian dad, because she was talking about him. That's, what was her name? Sherry Davies?
Sherry Davies, yeah.
You didn't remember her name, though.
No, I didn't. He had to pull it out.
It's funny, when you said it in the car, the same time I said it when you did the description.
Oh, really?
We said Sherry Davies at the exact same time.
That's crazy.
And she's very fun, very sweet. I worked with her last year. We did a theater show.
What's with your hand over there?
Masturbatory
injury? What's going on?
No, it's not a masturbatory injury.
Could have been.
Got a brace. What, you got carpal tunnel?
Yeah, almost, yeah.
All the work on the house?
The work on the house.
Beating the wife?
We have to hear about this.
We had a big
this.
Argument today, and she goes,
"Do you ever have small ones anymore?"
Oh, God, yeah. And I told her, "You live in a fantasy land."
Oh, she's voting Hillary.
Yeah.
Because I know that's usually your response.
We had a fight over the cable bill, and I had a cable. You used the money out of the joint account? No, I went and got a pot of gold in the backyard, stupid. I go, yeah. I go, you watch most of the TV. Yeah, I paid it out of the joint account. I go, let me tell you something. I can't wait till you go on your own. You're going to have problems. And she goes, I believe in fate. I go, if I believed in fate, you'd be dead 5 years ago. I go,
and she probably wrote that down, and that's going to be construed as a threat. Good job, stupid. Good job.
Oh,
you're not very smart at how to get separated and keep your shit, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I was reading your posts with, you know how Facebook has the little mean face, the little angry face?
Oh, yeah.
I was not angry at you. I was angry at what you were saying about not getting help.
She had to clean the guest room. She had to clean. For 3 weeks, she took a day.
But when you think about what we just talked about earlier and keeping you busy, maybe she's doing you a favor.
No, she's not, because I can't. I explained to her that things can't get done. It's almost like with the show. Things can't get done until something has to get done. She needs to get the clutter out. We got Merry Maids. Merry Maids are going to be coming in 3 weeks.
Merry Maids?
Merry Maids. Yeah, they're going to do it.
You never heard of Merry Maids?
No,
Maids?
I got a fucking maid, and she doesn't go Merry. She's not Merry.
Okay.
Does her fucking job. Yeah,
cranky Maids were busy, so we got Merry Maids.
Merry Maids. So
they're not going to be merry for long with stupid hovering over.
No. What they do is they come in, and there's a special cleaning service they do when you're about to put the house on the market. Total deep cleaning to clean everything.
They get the stink of you out of the house.
Yeah.
They're like detailing your house.
Right. That's exactly what they're doing. So we get that. And I wanted to get all the clutter done.
Will she be cleaning up the matchbox cars?
I'll be cleaning up the matchbox cars.
That's a
shame.
Do you need a carrier case? Or do you have a shoebox?
No, I'm just going to throw it in a container.
No, you're not going to do that. They'll get scratched. You have to make sure they're nice and safe.
I'm not a kook. I just like matchbox cars.
Really? Aren't you?
Joe, save yourself. Never say that again.
Guy,
I know
the
better.
The guy goes into my music room. You see my music room. There's pictures of other stuff.
I cherish the moment. Something I'll tell my grandkids.
Yeah. I got my posters up there. I got my posters up, and he goes, "What's that?" I go, "It's my music room." He goes, "Okay, we'll write Man Cave." No. It's not a man cave. Genius music and bits are written in this little area right here.
And there's no flat screen TV. A real man cave would have a flat screen TV.
That's right.
Flat screen TV.
Exactly.
The production from this show emanates from that room. It's not a man cave.
Is there an aura surrounding this room?
Yes, there most certainly is.
We call it a subpar abode.
A man cave. That
a
is my
slightly
music
below
room.
Average crevice.
My music room.
Look, my woman cave is
nobody
also
wants
the
your woman cave.
It's all.
It's been on the fritz lately. Anyway.
Yeah,
exactly. The spiders are moving out. Keep the cobwebs. We're out of here.
Mr. Alex doesn't want my woman cave, but my woman cave, so to speak, is also where we have the cat boxes. I have been downgraded.
yeah, so he looked at that. And plus, I was that boy. This weekend, I was not in a bad mood. The band played, we had a great set. Apparently, I get on the stage, I hook up my amp, and my amp, when we hook it into the main PO, is making a horrendous sound.
That usually happens when you play.
So anyway,
you set it up. I had to. You'd be disappointed if I didn't.
I would have felt your forehead.
I'm surprised you didn't take that. It was so easy.
I thought it, but I left it alone. Go ahead. But,
look at Joe wants to make another point.
I want to make another point. So I hooked, the guy goes, oh, well, we'll run it a different way. I go, why don't we just put a mic in front of the amp and we're done? Well, let's run it this way. And I'm like, he goes, well, why don't we just, I'll put you through the monitor system. I'll never hear myself.
I believe the feds have done the same.
Well, and the funny thing is, right with me, I had that piano that I had, I threatened Guitar Center with death to get. They sent next day air.
Yes.
I went through all that to have it with me the way I wanted it, and now I can't hear it. Because I'll never hear it because Johnny is playing out of, it's called a Mesa Boogie dual rectifier. Really good amp, very loud, and John plays very loud. I would never hear it.
Drowns out his singing. It's a smart move.
No, we got two. We got Nicole and we got...
No, I said his singing.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't sing.
No?
No. We got Corey and Nicole and actually his fiance Jen singing. So
is he going to put a tattoo of all of them on his body?
No, but the vocals are really bright. I mean, nice.
Good.
Are we going to have another pickle intervention with you?
No.
Okay.
So... So we get it, and I hook up. I grab cords. There's cords on the side of their wall,
uh-huh.
And I go, just use this. And I hook, and I got it to work.
Good,
because I was a roadie for like years. I didn't smile through the whole gig. I was at a big
oh, so you were normal.
Yes.
Well, he was upset because he wasn't wearing his dress.
Yeah, but the band sounded very good. And the thing that really pissed me off more is I gave everything a benefit of the doubt. I took my amp, sat with it for 45 minutes on Saturday, doing every thing works fine. It's a club.
Ah, how annoying.
Well, you know, it's shocking when a place is called Dingbats. You would assume things are going to be good.
So, but that night...
You're very professional.
Yes, you would assume there's not them running around running things.
But the traffic getting there was horrendous.
Mm.
The traffic getting home was horrendous. I get...
What
time
are you
getting
to
the band
home?
Again.
Because they're doing work on 80, and they're diverting you over to, what, 47, and you had to take
46.
That?
46.
46. So you got to go to 46 and take... And that's after the traffic getting there.
Mm.
So I get to a diner at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And the guy usually give me a paper. So it's 2 o'clock in the morning. I say, can I grab that post? Oh, you're $1.50. I go, the guy usually gives me the paper. $1. I go, it's $1. And you go, I have to pay for that. I go, you pay 25 cents. I just spent $15 worth of food. And then I grabbed my card back. I go, I'm getting the hell out of here. Go to hell. Oh, you bought food. I don't care what I bought.
You dined in Dash?
Huh?
You dined in Dash?
No, I had the food right here. I wasn't because the guys.
You left the food, too.
I was about to. And he go, oh, you must pay. You must pay. And he go, the paper, $1.50. I go, it's today's pay. It's a buck. So I threw him the
negotiating yesterday's paper.
I threw him the dollar. He go, have a nice day. I go, go fuck yourself. And then I walked out.
Bringing sunshine wherever you go.
to
the garden.
But this goes back to my point. Wherever he goes out in public, there is an issue.
I thought that.
You need to put a bumper in.
Let me tell you something. The stress. I'm in a very... Internally, the stress is there of everything I have.
It's not easy
do.
Being Blue Hawk.
Sure.
It's... and you know the stress of getting the house ready and all, you know this other stuff. I'm mentally in a lot better shape than I was 3 years ago. You guys can attest to that.
Yeah.
Now, and the funny thing is, I know. I'm
well, I don't know about that. Your choice of where you choose to vent is much better.
I understand. but nonetheless, I'm in a very I know what's going on, but I need to
just
do
yelling
to get
at random Greeks at 2 a.m.
But the problem, the thing about it is, I've told you guys, I've told the guys in the band and stuff like that. Just bear with it. I know.
Well, maybe you need to have the disclaimer. Maybe you need to fucking record it. And before you deal with anybody in the public, you play that.
Yeah.
Let them
put
know
it on your phone and play
but
it.
But the thing about it is, I've been trying to. I left Long Island in a great mood. Okay, the band had a great set. I had a great time with the band. But that whole thing just pissed me off, and the traffic pissed me off. And eventually somebody has to pay. And he was the last link in the chain that night at 2 o'clock
in
the
morning.
You don't
have a dog to kick.
And
Jesus.
At least a dog. Is friendly, you know.
Maybe not to you.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, but, here comes that son of a bitch.
But I just.
I know he feeds me, but still.
He's on my tree. Who's he gonna think he is?
That was just a. That was.
There's
just
always
the
a last straw for you. Your first straw is. You can never deal with a little bit of adversity and just go, fuck this guy, and just walk out. Or just. It always blows up.
If I just. Let's say I just went to a gig on the island, had a great night, talked with the guys, hung out, went home, and this was the paper, I would have been like, all right, whatever. But after traffic, thinking the spot was.
I'm not saying you're wrong for being upset. I'm just saying I see a pattern.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Lisa says that you should get a T-shirt made.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
just
with this
stay
disclaimer
away.
On it.
But it was the anxiety because what happened was I left the island at 7 o'clock. John was saying that our slot was at 9, and it didn't look like I was going to make it at 9. So I'm stuck, and I go, I don't think I'm going to make it. No problem, you'll be okay. We get to the gig. Plus, we have to leave our stuff outside. because you can't open the door to the club while another band is on. So our shit, we had to take turns watching our shit.
That's very annoying.
Right. Then this other guy, now John goes, Joe, back up right here. You can take your equipment out right here. I'm back up. There's a guy behind me. What do you think you're doing? I'm macrameing a throw pillow. What do you think? I'm back in my truck. Oh, we're backing in here now. They got a big pickup truck with a big trailer. And I go, who are you guys, landscapers? What are you guys doing? We're the headlining band. And I go, oh, Jesus Christ. So I have to pull all the way down.
Don't you recognize the trailer of a headliner?
I had to pull down the street.
Who headlined?
It was a Guns N' Roses cover band.
Are they unaware that the real thing's coming?
I guess they are. But let me tell you something. They brought a trailer to play in front of seven people. So,
wow.
Rock is dead. Rock is dead in the New York metro area. Rock is dead. It is dead as a doornail.
Yeah. I don't know. Guns N' Roses seems to have sold out.
Not unless you're a major act like that. But if you're trying to play the rock clubs, it's dead.
Yeah.
You have to go to and Joe Cumier, who plays in the Journey cover band and the 2U band, he's also got a Hendrix thing going right now. It infuriates him because to get decent crowd, they have to go to Maryland.
Yeah.
And after Maryland, the crowds are really, you know, people are getting into rock again. But this area here, I mean, I've seen a lot of good acts come out. I mean,
that's because the radio. Radio doesn't play new music in this area.
I mean, I was at a thing with this guy that plays with Bloist, the Cult. His name escapes me right now. But he has a thing called Band Geek, which is one of the most phenomenal players I've ever seen in my life. And they were doing a gig at this place called Katie. It was a Sunday afternoon. He put it on the internet, blah, 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 okay, which was lightly attended. Eric Bloom and Buck Dahmer are there hanging out with all of us. Going up and playing and stuff like that. Joe was playing and stuff like that.
Of course they are. Because, you know, you don't like... If you're somewhat of a celebrity, nobody wants to be in a crowd.
But
it's good to go to these things.
But still, they did Bohemian Rhapsody, this band. Like, better than... just as good as Queen does it.
Well, Queen doesn't even do Bohemian Rhapsody anymore. I told you, they play the video.
Right.
I told you.
Phenomenal musicians with icon. Once again, iconic musicians playing places lightly attended. It should have been a mob scene. Should have been 20 minutes
maybe
to get
they're
in.
Not icons then.
You know, there are icons. You know, it's just that music.
No, icons are still drunk.
Music, that music.
Bruce is doing three shows at MetLife.
But I'm talking about major.
Hey,
bands.
Baby, rock is like comedy. How many Twitter followers do you got? That's what it is. Hey, you got to put asses in seats. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys have your asses in your seats. We're gonna be back. Take our first break. When we come back, we'll do the cleaner portion of the show. Talk about transgenders, because they're coming to a bathroom near you, and I want you to be prepared.
On RogueRadio.com, TuneIn.com, HawkRadio.net. You can also listen to replays of the show every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on RainRockRadio.com and TalkSuperStation.com on Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern. You'll find all of our shows, plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. Go to iHeart.com and search Davin's Den. The Indie Authority also has apps so you can listen live on your mobile devices. Platforms include BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. Also, you can download the TuneIn app on your Apple or Android device and search for Davin's Den. You can download previous shows from the following places. DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, TuneIn.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.
On the break, you are going to hear Lionheart with their song Portrait. Lionheart with their song Portrait. Kind of has that classic rock feel that we were just talking about, so I think you guys will dig it. If you want to learn more about them, go to DeuceMusic.com. DeuceMusic.com.